There's no doubt about Australian bloodstock when it comes to feature staying races in Australia, and they won the Sydney Cup with a Son of See the Stars with a tricky name to pronounce, Schraro. Jamie Lovett from Australian Bloodstock joining us on Talking Horses. Congratulations, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks very much.
You've had some luck in these races now over the years with horses you've sourced from the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, and no, I was very fortunate with this horse, Joe, because he sort of come here as a horse that had a very low benchmark in the spring. And Chris Waller, after he won that race on Melbourne Cup Day, he sort of set him to this race. So it's been a plan that's come off, and yeah, big thrill.
Take us back to the process of obtaining him.
Oh, look, he came out of a couple of nice races in the UK, and we're very fortunate. One of the guys that I guess we respect his opinion, he sort of said to me, I think he could be a horse. He's not a Melbourne Cup horse. He might be a nice staying horse. But obviously you don't buy them thinking that they can win the majors. So he just kept improving, and as you saw this campaign, every race sort of, without winning, he just kept improving.
Mm. Well, you mentioned his career back in the Northern Hemisphere. He won two of his 12 starts in England and then had that first up win over 2,800 metres at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day, which you've referenced. So that day you would have felt very comfortable with your decision to get the horse and bring him to Australia?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. I mean, that day, I guess from our point of view, bringing owners into horses, in many ways the job was done. It was a big thrill to win. As you know, anyone that races horses that have a winner on Melbourne Cup Day, it was pretty much ticked all the boxes. But obviously, Chris Waller thought a little bit of the horse after he won it. He said to us he could be a Sydney Cup horse. And yeah, as of now, he's a Sydney Cup winner.
Mm. And beaten a handy field this year too.
I thought it was a very good race. I mean, if you look at like Charlie Appleby's horse, there was a good sort of good spruik coming into the race, and a couple of our other runners, they're coming off very good preparations, and the form around them was good. So, like any of these group ones, they're very hard to win.
Mm, they sure are. So the Melbourne Cup would be an obvious target this spring. What else is the likely plan at this point in time with the horse, or is it too early to say?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I mean, he's obviously winning today would put him into a Melbourne Cup. Whether he's up to a race like that would be problematic, but I guess Chris Waller will make that decision, but I would suggest that that would be race in the spring.
Mm. How many feature races like this have your team or horses carrying your colours now won, Jamie?
Oh, I'm not sure, Joe, but every time you win them, you get a buzz.
Yeah, I bet you do. And recently you had Brave Smash campaigning in Dubai. He didn't run up to expectation. What's been the latest with him?
Yeah, no, look, obviously it was disappointing he didn't run up to expectation, but it was a bit, look, we had a really good time. That it was an experience, and I guess, like all that, when you take horses abroad, you've got to have a very good horse. And we thought at the time he was probably the right horse, but in hindsight, he's probably come to the end of his preparation. So Aquas have now retired the horse, and his future's at stud.
Mm. So he'll join their roster in Queensland or New South Wales?
No, as I understand it, Joe, he'll stand at Emirates Park in the Hunter Valley. So
right.
He'll get very good support with Glenn Logan. A lot of our connections, they breed horses, so he'll get very good support.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what else is making news in your world? Are there any other horses we're likely to see you present here in Australia in the coming months as we head into the spring? Any other nice stayers in the making?
Oh, we've got horses, Joe, that have sort of come here with a low benchmark. So I guess they're not exposed, but probably our big gun, if you like, got a horse in Germany with Andreas Waller, Horse at All, which you know well. He's in, obviously, in training at the moment, so his goal will be the Melbourne Cup in the spring.
Okay, and all reports there good at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be happy.
Mm. Okay, well, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the celebrations of winning the Sydney Cup, and we look forward to seeing what Schraro can come out and do a bit later in the year around the Melbourne Cup, a race which you've had the privilege of winning, of course. And just before we close the interview, your thoughts on Winks, Jamie, as someone so heavily involved in Australian racing. An incredible performance, wasn't it, to win yesterday?
Yeah, look, I think it's all been said, but it was absolutely just a thrill to be there and witness it, Jade. To look down at I've been going to Remick since I was a boy, and to be there and see 50,000 people, it's just amazing. And what she's done for racing in Australia is just amazing. And see a guy like Hugh Bowman, who I don't think I've ever seen him get a little bit teary walking back. He had a little tear. It's just one of those special moments in racing.
Absolutely. All right, thanks for joining us, Jamie.
Thanks, Jack.
That's Jamie Lovett from Australian Bloodstock. Their colours carried to victory yesterday in the Group 1 $2 million Sydney Cup.